Representative Chris Pappas, 1st Congressional District. Congressman, good morning. How are you? Good morning, New Hampshire. How are you?
Hi, Jack. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Well, you know, I always listen and watch whenever we have elections or people talking about trying to do more for the North Country, whether it's connecting better internet or helping the – you actually got something through here on some rural business stuff. It caught my attention. Tell us about it.
Well, our small businesses are diverse. They have unique experiences. And especially when you get into rural New Hampshire and places like Belknap and Carroll County, our businesses are cut off from the help they need in many respects to be able to, weather this tough economic storm and continue to grow and thrive. We know that most of our employers in New Hampshire qualify as small businesses. About half the state's workforce, belongs to a small business. And so what we're looking at is making sure that these small businesses can get access to capital. I've heard that's a significant issue, particularly in northern New Hampshire, and we have some great lending partners in the state. But oftentimes, these small businesses in rural New Hampshire and other parts of the country are just shut out from federal programs that are designed to help them. So this looks to improve that access to capital by bringing together federal agencies. It's going to be one of many things that I hope to address as a member of the Small Business Committee. That's a new committee assignment for me. We have an organizing meeting in just a few minutes, and so I'm really eager to make sure that all of our small businesses are reflected in the work that we're doing, not just those who might have a leg up or might have the connections they need to grow and hire and thrive.
Well, you Representative Pappas, you have a background in running a family business. It wasn't so small, but technically compared to a big corporation, a family business in the state's largest city. I want to switch gears. You know, some of the news coming out of Washington still is divisive. You know, you hear about the Republicans now and Congress wanted to investigate the Biden administration. You hear Democrats upset with McCarthy. And, you know, we have a lot of stuff. So still, but you've been able to get through in a bipartisan way, some actual pieces of legislation and getting them signed by the president. A lot of times, members of Congress, that doesn't happen. You've gotten a few things across the goal line in a very divisive environment.
Well, I've had bills signed into law by President Trump and by President Biden. We had a big success at the end of last year with a number of veterans bills that we got through, good bipartisan bills that make some needed improvements to VA benefits and care and how our end veterans are treated. So that work continues. And I think regardless of how long it took Kevin McCarthy to become speaker or the fact that the media is paying a lot of attention to George Santos and the circus around him, I think most people here are trying to keep their heads down and are trying to find common ground. That's how we'll address issues in a meaningful way for our constituents. It's also how we'll address some of the big challenges like government spending and the debt limit. We should not be holding hostage the full faith and credit of the United States, but we should be looking at that as an opportunity to find a way to create a commission that will pursue fiscally responsible policies. And I think there's some opportunity there for Republicans and Democrats to come together. So all is not lost. And I think, regardless of your political persuasion, you want things to happen in Washington in a positive manner, people to be working together. I think that was the message from the last election. And it's hard work, but we all have to be committed to it.
I know you have a committee meeting, but real quick, you mentioned Representative Santos. Rory O'Neill was just talking about it. It wasn't on my – I'm just going to ask you, I'll be remiss. Do you have a general comment about his situation, Representative Santos, or not?
Well, he's a total fraud. He should not be serving in Congress. It appears that most voters in his district, even the Republicans that probably supported him in the primary, want him to resign. And I think that's the best course of action because the longer that he continues to serve in Congress – the more he undermines the integrity of our institution and our ability to move forward and get things done and rebuild confidence with the American people. So there are a number of investigations ongoing. I'm sure they will produce some sort of result here in the coming months. I doubt he's going to be able to serve out his term, and I think it's best for his constituents that he just resigns and allows someone else to take office.
You know, I asked you before, and I'll wait until we know, but I think in the near future, I may be wrong, President Joe Biden, sources tell me on the show out of Washington, both sides of the aisle, that they're hearing and you saw the chief of staff moving on, there's some changes, that the Biden camp is gearing up to announce they're going to run again, even if Democrat polls show that a majority don't want that. But at the same time, I'll wait and see if he does that, and I'll ask you then. But I want to switch gears. Governor Chris Sununu, you know, in the last week or two, because it's been national news, maybe you, I mean, I assume you know, has been out there very much now fueling and stoking the flames or fire that he has is considering a run for president in 2024, and he's a sitting governor, and he could say, you could say he's focused on that, but he seems very focused on considering a run for president. You're very focused on your congressional term that you just basically were sworn in on. You just talked about that rural small business bill and other issues on the veterans front and beyond. But my question is, you must be getting talked to by, you know, influential folks in New Hampshire, Democrats, about a possible run for governor. If Sununu doesn't run for another term, you're certainly someone who would be poised to do very well in a race for governor as a Democrat for that nomination. You said the last time I asked, it's something you're not really thinking about or focusing on. But let me ask you in fairness, is it something you would consider?
Well, of course, I consider all the ways that I can be of use to the people of New Hampshire. I love New Hampshire. It's an incredible state. We have so much going for us. And we have to make sure that we have balanced, strong leadership that you know, is bringing people together. And I try to do that every day here in Washington against some long odds and some tough circumstances. And, you know, that's something that we'll look at in due time. But for now, as you said, we just started my third term in the House. I'm looking forward to building new relationships. I've got a third committee assignment, as I mentioned, with the Small Business Committee, in addition to Veterans and Transportation. So there's a lot of work ahead in the coming months, and I don't want to miss a beat.
Representative Chris Pappas, Good Morning New Hampshire on this Wednesday. Thank you very much, and good luck on the small business front. It's a very, I think it's a, given New Hampshire, we, you know, the majority of businesses here are on the smaller side. Thank you for joining
Absolutely.
Us. Good Morning New Hampshire.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.